Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local here on The Rock, and I have a band that I've been playing for a little while now. This is one of my favorite local albums of 2023, Future Tense, in the studio. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi.
Thanks, buddy.
Yo. So I was turned on to you guys by Chrome Lakes. They played their record release show and played with you guys alongside some bands from Portland. And so I'm stoked that Chrome Lakes turned me on to y'all. Checked you out on Bandcamp and can't get enough of the record. It's so good. Let's get a little backstory about the band. Actually, let's start. Tell me what your name is and what you do in Future Tense. We'll go around the room.
My name's Ryan. I play guitar.
My name is Alicia, and I sing.
My name is Michael, and I play guitar.
My name's Dino. I'm on bass.
All right, right on. So now let's go into the backstory. How did y'all meet, and how did Future Tense start?
Well, I have known Stubbs. I've never heard you called Michael before, but I've known Stubbs for a really long time, working at the Comet.
Okay.
Me and Stubbs have both played in bands for a real long time.
Okay, what are the bands?
He was in a couple bands. Dead Kill was one. Absolute Monarchs was one. I was a huge Absolute Monarchs fan. I was in a couple bands, one called Nightmare Fortress.
Okay.
Lovesick Empire. One of my favorite bands.
Thanks. Yeah, so we played a lot of shows back in the day. We've been friends for a long time.
Cool.
And then Dino and I work together at a bar.
Awesome.
And then,
we're just meeting.
Who is this? We actually don't know each other. Yeah, we just picked up this guy off the street. Yeah.
I'm from Bellingham, so I do travel down. My connection's a little bit looser, I guess, than this, but still same kind of vibes, just playing in bands around town. I was in a band called Black Eyes and Neckties.
Oh, yeah.
I was in another
band. Shout out Dryland.
Oh, yeah. And Drylands. Yep. Yeah. I'm in Dryland currently. And then,
oh, you are?
I am.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brad. That guy's a friggin' graphic design wizard, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and he's many things.
Take back the flag.
Yeah. Yep.
Washington State.
Yeah, and then I played in a band with Rookery, and we had a lot of crossover with Dead Kill playing shows and things, so that's how we connected. And so pandemic hit, and they were looking for a guitar player, and that's how I met everybody.
And we couldn't find one in Seattle.
Yeah, yeah, turns out.
Thanks for making the drive down to Seattle for this, man.
Yeah, always, yeah.
Well, Ryan and I had talked about it for a very long time, and then when this came up, he was like, yeah, I'll do it. And pretty surprised that he drives down for practice, but it's
worth it.
It's sick.
It's worth it, yeah.
I did radio up at Cugs in Bellingham in college. So I did a hardcore show called Dance Floor Justice on Saturday nights.
Nice.
So
sick.
Some old school college radio days up there, and awesome. Well, okay, so this project started during the pandemic?
Right before. Yeah,
okay.
We played our first couple shows, and then it just everything shut down.
Yeah,
I think we had a show like one of the first nights everything actually shut down at the clock out.
COVID was in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we had a show, and it was like, "Are we going to play it? Should we play it?" And it just never happened. So, that was right when the pandemic hit.
So the thing I love about the album is it's like heavy, it's driving, but it's super melodic. Like, what were your guys' influences going into this? Were you like, we want to start a band that, you know, was there, you know, any specific things that you guys were looking to do with this band, or did you just let it flow?
So I was in a band with some local people. It's called Cages. And
yeah.
Pretty frantic and a lot of moving parts and just real quick and tense. Yeah. And so I play guitar in a certain way, and sometimes I just like these kind of simpler pop songs. So this is kind of what, not necessarily pop, but just like a simpler rock.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was going for.
Yeah.
And a couple buddies and I, Matt, our old bass player, we started jamming and made a post just like, hey, we got some songs coming, maybe looking for a singer. And then she DM'd me saying, what kind of jams you jamming?
Yeah.
Slid can I come? DMs.
Yeah. I slid into the DMs.
So she's like, can I come check it out? And you know, I was like, absolutely. So I was a big fan of hers and her band Lovesick Empire. And I just was like, oh, this is great. You know, it was really kind of exciting when she, because, you know, sometimes trying to find a singer is pretty tough. But when she inquired about it, I was like, oh, this is going to be great. So.
Have you always had been like outgoing and like put yourself out there like vocal wise? Did you start in choir? You know, like you have a great voice. So.
Thank you, thank you. I actually started in orchestra as a string player, and then when I was younger, I was a choir player.
Okay.
Before I ever sang.
Yeah.
And then I just started like playing covers and doing like open mics in college. And I very first music I ever did was just singer-songwriter, like solo acoustic music. And I did that for many years before I ever played in like rock bands.
Yeah.
So my very first background was like folk singer-songwriter, which is very different, but I like things. So
cool.
I don't know, it took a while, you know, to find your, it takes a while to find your voice. I've been singing a lot for 15 years or so.
Nice.
Karaoke helps.
Let's go around the room. Go to karaoke jam. We got some beers in us. We're at the bar. They got a good, you know, mix of songs to go to at the karaoke. Sure, what do you go for, man?
Guitars and Cadillacs.
Dwight. Okay, wow. Nice. Ooh, Dwight Yoakam. Okay. Right. What do we got?
Amy Winehouse.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Go-to for me. It's in my range.
Yeah.
I've never actually karaoke.
But if you had to.
I'm not sure if I would, to be honest.
No?
I don't know if I... one time I wrote lyrics at a Danzig show when he played at the Hollywood Underground.
Yeah?
And I've never come near a mic ever again. He was doing London Dunn up front, singing every word, every song, and then he put the mic down, and I just sang the wrong verse.
Wow. PTSD.
Totally. So I don't even go near him.
You let sad Danzig that night.
Yeah, I just went. Wow. Yeah, he went like this. He kind of.
You let down your father.
Yeah, he just looked at you and goes, thumbs down.
No, he pulled the mic back and he kind of did a shrug and then walked away. I was like 19 or 17 and I just was dying inside.
You're like, well, that's that.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that's it.
It was pretty grim. So I don't even go near mics.
Okay.
Except for obviously right now. But yeah, I don't sing.
Turn his mic off. All right. How about you, man?
Oh, man. Karaoke. Don't You Forget About Me.
Nice.
Simple Minds.
I'm going with Dio, Holy Diver.
Ooh,
nice. Ride the Tiger.
Teaser.
Yeah. Nice. Or Walk, because it's so easy. You know?
So it's like, yeah, brother.
Yeah. So. Stomping around.
Exactly. Wear some camo shorts. You know, you got the whole vibe down. So, okay. So the album is called Future Tense, self-titled record. Why don't we go into one of the songs? We're going to go into Last World War. This is the quintessential song, right? This is your favorite Future Tense song, right?
It's the first song I wrote for the band, and I just felt with Alicia's delivery, it just kind of turned into one of kind of really what I wanted to do with this band, simple songs that kind of have a little bit of a hook, and then with her lyrics and vocals, it just was one of the better songs I've ever written. Yeah, I think it's a set opener and good album opener. So
yeah, well, let's go into it. It's Future Tense here on Loud and Local. It's Last World War here on The Rock.
Choice was made, a piece in the daisy chain.
That was Last World War. The band is Future Tense here on Loud and Local. It's 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Thanks for coming up to the studio, guys. And I got to do the hard-hitting journalism questions, okay? So think about when you were a kid, being exposed to music, what got you into, you know, dirty rock and roll? What made you want to get into this style of music, you know?
I didn't think I was going to go first, and we talked about this. Mine's a little embarrassing, so we talked about this band prior to this interview.
Sure.
I was in high school when Life in General came out.
MXPX, 1995. Yeah. Me too, man. Yeah, and mom got it at a Christian bookstore.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So I was going to all of the, and at that point my life was involved in all of the youth experience.
Yeah, youth group,
of
dude.
Going
young
to youth
life.
Group and young
yeah.
life and all that stuff, and so... That was just the hottest thing at that point, and yeah. at that point, I didn't really know music could be, hit me in that way, I guess. So, getting that experience of MXPX and seeing them live, and they weren't like huge at that point, so you could still go see them in basements around, and it was pretty life changing. I was like, I want to do that. I want to have that kind of interaction and that energy and that experience in basements.
Look at you now. You're in secular bands, dude.
Look at that. Yeah, we moved past all that. Yeah, it turns out. So that part of my life passed.
So you know what's funny is I actually referenced this before, is my youth pastor had this like flowchart poster that was like, if you like this band, you'll like so-and-so. Like, if you like NOFX, you'll like MXPX. If you like Korn, you'll like POD. It was like
it's like a Christian equation for like...
So for every popular band, here's the Christian equivalent. I was just like, that is... I wish I had that. It's so funny.
Yeah. I grew up going to like Tom Fest and stuff, and it was awesome getting to see like all the
Five
Pirates.
Five Iron Frenzy,
The Pirates, Blackjacks, like all those bands were rad.
Squad 5-0.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone else. Else is like, you nerds.
You,
you Christian nerds.
We should, because this is going to be a lot of people are going to just turn it down and off immediately.
Into this, I had Training for Utopia in the studio a couple weeks ago. Those guys are in Demon Hunter, but they're coming back as Training for Utopia for a show.
That's awesome.
Anyways, moving on.
All right, sorry. Yeah,
moving
on.
What got you into, you know, underground music or music in general?
I am not just saying this, but this radio station was a huge... impact for me. I'm from Seattle.
Yeah.
So just listening to classic rock radio, I mean, my first big bands were like Pearl Jam, Nirvana, you know, Sublime, like the big ones that were played on the radio station. And then I grew up on Mercer Island. And so we had a little venue there called Black Box.
Okay.
And so we had a lot of punk bands. Mm-hmm. I mean, MXPX was also like huge in my group.
Did you ever get to go to the other venues like the YMCA Bellevue,
Ground Zero,
or Redmond Firehouse?
So I went to all those, and then
Kirkland Teen Union Building, the K-Tub.
That was a little out of my bus radius.
Okay, fair enough.
At the time.
Fair enough.
But any kind of all ages.
That's awesome.
Show I could possibly go to. Yeah. I started going, you know, as a small teenager.
Sure.
At music festivals, whatever. Yeah. I would just plan out my whole weekends and save all my money to go to Bumbershoot.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how it started, and then just became super obsessed with music.
Yeah.
And I also lived in Bellingham.
Wow.
Was really into the kind of like punk house party scene there.
Yeah.
Was playing in punk house party bands.
Favorite Bellingham band of all time? Lands Farther East?
I love Lands Farther East. They're shredders.
Were you in Lands Farther East?
I was not in Lands Farther East, no, but
it's a great band.
Dudes.
Yeah, I saw them at the Bellevue YMCA, and I only saw them one time, but they blew me away. So
yeah,
I used to write for What's Up magazine. So
totally.
I wrote for What's Up too. Making What's Up books.
A lot of the same
But yeah, favorite Bellingham band. Let's go.
I was a really big Lo-Fi Soul Rebellion.
Okay,
fan.
I
also really big Black Eyes and Neckties.
Great
fan.
Band.
I was like really into Schoolyard Heroes too.
Okay.
Yeah. So like
shout out to Jonah.
Yep, Jonah, the kind of like goth punk, you know, all that kind of stuff. I was really
cool.
Into.
Yeah. Right on. All right, man. So what about you? What got you into, you know, music as a kid?
So my mother, Linda, she had a pretty large record collection.
Awesome.
Music was, she's kind of a low-key rock and roller.
Yeah.
So music was just part of my life from...
What were her jams?
Well, I have I have a pretty long playlist of songs that she really liked, right?
Yeah.
So, but her playlist is nothing that will surprise you, but it's pretty, you know, it's all the stuff you've heard before.
Yeah.
Like Tom Petty was probably one of her favorites.
Yeah.
Of course, like all the early stuff, like the Animals and, you know, just all the things you've heard before. But,
yeah.
I just, that's the earliest memories I have of just being exposed to music through her. And then, you know, I'm of a certain, so Kiss was probably my first freak out band,
yeah.
My first favorite band. So she did the Dynasty tour when I was in the third
grade. Awesome. So, that's a cool mom.
So yes, she was.
My dad, he wasn't allowed to like Kiss because my grandma said it was Knights in Satanic Service.
Oh, my mom's like, yeah, go ahead.
All right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Shout out Linda.
Yeah. Shout out to Linda. She was, and she was also into my, I have a twin brother, his name's Scott. So he was kind of like the new wave kid.
Okay.
And I was kind of the rocker kid. So I would say that we were free range. So
yeah.
I got to go to shows at a very young age by myself. And, you know, so music's just always been a huge part of my life.
Awesome.
Just like Alicia, KSW is a part of my life.
Yeah.
I would sit in front of the stereo and record.
Yeah.
And then I would do the tape-to-tape edit of all the songs. And then after 9 o'clock, they'd start playing stuff like, you know, more like Helix and kind of all those Crocus and just those kind of more rock bands after 9. And then I'd go to bed and then I'd be getting sleepy, so I'd press record. And I'd wake up in the morning and then I'd edit those songs that I liked. So I used to have, I would say, at least 50, 60 of these comp tapes from KSW.
That's amazing. Man, I got to get you a little KSW t-shirt, dude. I'm sure you have a couple.
Well, I was going to say, I wanted to bring my stuff and be like, nice. Oh, I have a picture of me.
You probably know this name. I just had Damon Stewart as a special guest host on Loud and Local. He came back and did the show with me. So some of the old names, Kathy Faulkner, Steve Slayton, Damon Stewart. Awesome.
Those were all my people. So I'm always I have like a real affinity to rock radio.
Yeah.
I still do to this day.
Totally.
So, and it's because of KSW. So, but I'm a huge local music fan. I've been going to shows and just consuming music since I was a little boy. So, Seattle's KSW and all that. Yeah. So,
that's so cool. I had no idea that y'all had such a connection to this station. So, I'm stoked to have you guys up. That really means something. You know, it's awesome.
Yeah.
So,
we were excited.
Yeah. Can you see why I didn't want to start?
I could literally go on forever, but.
And how about you, man? What got you into music?
Started singing at a pretty young age.
Really?
Definitely choir boy for sure.
Okay.
I grew up in San Francisco when I was 9. My parents had me audition and was subsequently accepted to the San Francisco Boys Choir.
That's awesome.
Did that for a minute. But
did you guys know this?
No, we're learning this right now.
Yeah. Secret choir boy information.
Come on, background vocals, dude. Yeah.
All that happened and didn't get into the rock until later. When I was really young. I was a huge, huge Tears for Fears fan.
Nice. Did you get to go see them recently?
Oh, man, I was working that day. I did not get to go to see them. I would have loved
to. Sorry to bring it up. Sorry.
Shout out to Roland Orzabald, Kurt Smith. Love you guys. When I was in high school, I think what did it for me, oh God, this one's embarrassing for me, but Jane's Addiction.
Yeah.
So I'm half Mexican, half Puerto Rican. Seeing Dave Navarro just like rip it on guitar. I was like, all right, I want some of that.
Yeah, dude.
So picked up a guitar, kind of started to teach myself how to play. And that was that.
That's cool, man. Yeah. All right, right on. Maybe you can go on his Ink Master show and talk about some tattoos with him. Oh, man. So I remember it was... What was it? It was Pain in the Grass at the Gorge, and Dave Navarro was there because Jane's Addiction was playing. And we were all nerding out because he was out there, like, shaving some guy's head, like, in the backstage area. We're like, oh, Dave Navarro was shaving a guy's head. This story's not as cool as I thought it would be. Anyways, it's all good. So what's the future look like for Future Tense? See what I did there? You guys going to be, you know, working on some new material? What's 2023, the rest of the year and beyond? What are you guys looking to get into?
Yeah, we are sitting on a lot of new songs.
Sweet.
We have just
That's what I like to hear.
You know, because of COVID and just the way some things worked out, it just took us a really long time to get this first album out.
Totally.
And we just really wanted to, like, knock it out, play a bunch of shows, and now we're just sitting on all this new music and have a excitement to just keep working on new stuff.
Nice.
So we're taking a step back from shows to just work on the, like, writing grind for a little bit.
Yeah.
And hopefully get out another album sooner than later.
That's awesome.
I'm very excited about this.
Yeah.
Well, let's go into another one of the songs. We're going to go into Guilty. And anyone want to introduce this one? Who? There we go. No? Let the music speak for itself?
Yeah.
All right, let's rock it.
Let's not talk about
it. Let's rock about it. Yeah. It's Guilty by Future Tense here on Loud and Local.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Guilty here by Future Tense. It's Loud and Local here on The Rock, and we're hanging out with the band, talking a bit about their history of what got them into music, and talking about the future of the band, and, you know, they're looking to record some new music. And now's the question, dude. Since this is a Northwest-focused show, favorite Northwest bands or artists, musicians of all time? And that could be bands you're playing with these days. Could be Chrome Lakes. Could be Alice in Chains. It's all. Dino, let's start with you, man.
All right. When I moved up here in the fall of 2000, my roommate, who I moved up from San Francisco with, worked with the drummer of the band Juno.
Yeah.
And I instantly fell in love with that band. The guitar playing between Jason and Gabe, absolutely amazing. Jason Geyer, phenomenal guitar player. Alicia, I think you played with him for a minute.
Yeah, he played in my solo project.
That's awesome.
Jason yeah, Geyer. Juno, incredible.
He's awesome.
Lincoln Geyer, Thousand Motors Pressed Upon the Heart, killer songs. Love those guys.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Juno. I've actually never gotten that answer for this question, so that's cool. I love it. And how about you, man?
So, I mean, I'm a big Northwest person. There's just a lot of Northwest music, Seattle music that I've just been in love with my whole life.
Yeah.
But I think I'll just go with like one of my favorite records of all time, because it just means a lot to me. But the first Metal Church record,
yes,
is probably one of my all time. It's in my top 10 records of all time. I just think that it's, as far as like a pure metal record goes, I think it's one of the greatest metal records of all time. And what my young life at the time was something, I just felt like there's just something about it that I just love, and I can hear it today and still get that same feeling as when I was a little boy.
Sure.
You know, at like Northwest Metal Fest, seeing them around town. So I just think that Metal Church is probably one of my favorite records of all time. I don't hear a lot of people talk about it these days, so yeah. I thought I'd give it a shout out.
I'm going to see them September 30th at the Tracyton Movie House.
I saw that. I'm from Bremerton, so I thought I might go over there for that one.
New record's actually really badass. So.
I haven't heard it yet, you know, so, but I did hear they were doing some good things over there at the Tracyton Movie House, so.
Get right on. Metal Church. September 30th, Metal Shop presents. All right, a little plug. Yeah. And how about you? A favorite Northwest band?
Just one. Yeah. I only get one.
You can do a couple. It's all good. I'm not hammering it down.
On the list.
20. Yeah,
I would say, okay, I got a few. I would say I'm a big fan of like the Ben Vrelen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Galaxy X. Helmsley, Constant Lovers. Yeah. Like, I love the Barhouse crew band.
Yes. Was he in Harkonnen?
He
was in Harkonnen. Nice, yeah.
Another band I love from Seattle is called Grave Babies.
Okay, I don't know them.
They're kind of like a dark grunge.
I'm going to write this down. And are they current?
And they just actually put out an album the beginning of this year that's really awesome with a couple of the folks from Webdriver Torso, which is another like gothy electronics that I really like.
Webdriver Torso?
Yep.
All right, you're turning me on to these bands.
Yeah, you... Grave Babies has some killer albums. All like right. I listen to them end to end still.
Got it. Let's do it.
Yeah. And I'm also Absolute Monarchs.
Okay.
His old band, which a couple of our other friends were into. I would see like every single show.
Every time.
Of
you were the number one fan.
I was not. I was one of the.
Move over, Adam Noble Bass. You are a super fan.
Not so super fan anymore.
Deep cut.
Deep cut.
I'm good friends with Adam, too.
Shout out Adam. Yeah. All right. Yeah. How about you?
I would say Bellingham band would be Federation X.
Yeah.
American Folk Horror, just again, one of those records that hit at the right place, the right time for me, and got to see them several times in the little show-off gallery that was up there, small little venue spot that was... And it was just, some of the most powerful, intense, incredible shows I've ever seen. The second one would be, I've always really liked Akimbo. They were kind of up there on my list. But what put them on the top of my list is they played a house party at my house one time. And Nat broke a drumstick and grabbed a sword off of our wall. started playing drums with a sword in one hand.
Yeah.
And then there was this amazing cereal fight. People were in our kitchen. People were in the bedroom. People were throwing boxes of cereal across to the people in the kitchen and, wow. and bedroom and back and forth. And it was a good time. I got a noise violation for that show because okay, it was nice. So loud. The cops showed up. Yeah.
Totally.
I wasn't even on the lease and I had to pay for it.
It's not even a tight. Party till you get a noise violation.
Exactly. So that's what solidified Akimbo is up there on my list.
One of my favorite Bellingham bands that started at Bellingham was a band called Shook Ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shook Ones. Really good band. They actually are still together. They just only play like once every 5 years.
Everyone. But yeah. Shook Ones.
Good band.
Cool.
Awesome.
Did you ever hear Quaalude County from Bellingham?
Do
you
know that whole band? What is that? Yeah. That's amazing.
Awesome.
It's kind of like a slow country band, but they're
Quaalude really, County.
Yeah.
Do they play the Ranch Room?
No.
No. I don't think so. It's a lot of 3B stuff.
3B.
Yeah. 3B. Yeah. Okay. Nice. Yeah. That
Factory.
Yeah. Oh, and then another sick band is Dolphin, which is like proto Black Breath.
Yeah.
Like Jamie and like Neil and there's another dude in the band, but Dolphin was super sick.
Okay.
They were great. Yeah.
Nice.
There's a lot of great Bellingham bands.
Hell yeah.
Wizards of War. Wizards
there's
of
actually War. Some really good metal up there now.
Yeah.
Melancholia.
Yeah. Yep. Those are our homies.
Membrane.
Yep. Yeah.
Really awesome, like kind of hardcore band. So.
Yeah. We share a practice space with them. Dryland does with Membrane.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome. One time on Metal Shop, I got like seriously like 60 requests in one night for Membrane. I think that they were like, hey, all of our friends.
Dudes.
We got a call.
You know what to do.
I know. It's just like, all right. I guess I'm playing Membrane tonight. So.
Yeah. That's awesome. Turns out they're also really sick.
Yeah. So exactly.
Turns out great. Yeah.
That's awesome. Right on. Well, okay. So if people want to, you know, support you guys, what's the best way to do it? What, you know?
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers? Okay. Sounds
follow
good.
Follow us on Instagram / thoughts and prayers.
You guys TikTok?
Instagram. TikTok? No, we don't.
No TikTok? Okay.
We're over 40.
So Bandcamp as well. So
yeah.
So you can reach out, follow us, and then sometimes we send some messages out through there. So
cool.
Yeah.
Any final words, thank you, shout outs or anything before?
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Cool. And
thank
just,
you.
You know, how much you support all the bands in town. It's really awesome.
It's my pleasure. It's my duty.
It is your duty.
Yes. Okay. Sorry. I got a little too excited there. Okay. So any shout outs? Anyone you want to thank? Anyone else? Mom? Dad?
Linda.
Shout out, Linda.
I would like to give a shout out to, I know when you mentioned, I brought up Metal Church just because I thought the list.
We're going back to Metal Church.
Yeah, okay.
No, but I just was like, I didn't want to just keep going. But one of my favorite bands right now, and I don't know if they're necessarily like a KSW rock band, but there's a band called Ghost Fetish out there right now.
Ghost Fetish? I'm writing that down too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really cool. We just played with them and we were all pretty blown away.
Pretty stoked about that band right now. And there's I like a band called Stetson Heatseeker quite a bit too.
Stetson Heatseeker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Turning me on. You guys need to come and host the show.
Co-host.
Into it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
All right.
A
sounds
group
good.
Host experience.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, well, we have one man who's going to step up and introduce the next song. So the next song is called Long Division. So I'm going to give you a couple chances to introduce here and be as bombastic, as cheesy morning radio DJ as you can. The station is KISW. The show is Loud and Local. And you're listening to Future Tense. Well, however you want to do it, okay? So
all right.
I'll give you a couple chances.
Here we go. This is Dino De Jesus. You are listening to KISW, The Rock. You're going to be listening to Long Division.
By Future Tense.
By Future Tense!
Amazing. Awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.